Alaskans would pay a tax on income for the first time since 1980 under a bill introduced in the legislature today. The bill also would draw money from the permanent fund to pay for the state government's budget, and it would set a new formula for permanent fund dividends. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports.
The new bill is the biggest visible sign yet of the shift in the majority of the state House of Representatives. Income tax proposals went no further than committee hearings under the previous Republican-led House majority, but the new, mostly Democratic majority may advance the bill quickly. Homer Representative Paul Seaton is one of three Republicans who switched caucuses. He also helped write the new legislation, House Bill 115.
The basic question is, what kind of Alaska do you want to live in? And our constituents have told us that they want to see an Alaska that has a thriving economy, that has good schools, that has troopers in the court system running well. And without some kind of a deficit reduction, broad-based, comprehensive plan, we don't get that.
The bill would set the income tax at 15% of federal liability. For example, a couple with taxable income of $75,000 would pay about $10,000 in federal taxes and $1,500 in state taxes. The bill would give Alaskans the option of using some or all of their permanent fund dividends to pay the tax. The bill would draw a little under 5% annually from the permanent fund, from the fund's earnings account. That's a little less than Governor Bill Walker has proposed. One-third of that money would go to PFDs. That would allow dividends to be $1,100 this year, more than the roughly $1,000 Walker proposed.
The majority caucus in the House formed around the principle of passing a comprehensive, sustainable fiscal plan. And so that's what we have.
Seaton says the bill includes three of the pillars of the new House majority, including new revenue, a draw on the permanent fund, and changing permanent fund dividends. The fourth element is budget cuts and changes to the oil and gas tax system. He says the income tax provides balance by requiring higher income residents to contribute, while the PFD cut affects lower income residents more.
This plan balances those two aspects so that all families across Alaska are participants and have skin in the game.
The bill would also tax capital gains at 10%. Seaton says his goal was to tax the sale of stocks and bonds at a similar rate as income. The bill drew swift opposition from minority caucus Republicans. Anchorage Representative Lance Pruitt objected to the bill being sponsored by the House Finance Committee. He says it would be wrong to add an income tax during a recession.
Now you understand why I don't want my name associated with this. Now you understand why I don't want to have anything to do with a bill that's going to look in a time when people are struggling to say, we need more money from you.
Wasilla Republican Representative Kathy Tilton says House Finance Committee co-chairman Seaton and Nome Democrat Neil Foster shouldn't have used their authority to introduce the bill as committee-sponsored legislation.
Just because you can doesn't mean you should. Regardless of what's been done in the past does not preclude a new standard of decorum.
Senate leaders, including Fairbanks Republican Senate President Pete Kelly, have also said they're opposed to an income tax. The Senate majority supports $750 million in cuts over 3 years and a constitutional limit on spending. But Seaton says the public is willing to pay a tax to avoid deep cuts to government that he says would harm the economy. He noted that Alaskans paid 16% of federal liability before the income tax was abolished. And he pointed to a Senate majority poll that found support for a broad-based tax. The bill is scheduled for hearings on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and for public testimony next Friday. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.